Audio 172. Describe the first time that you used a foreign language to communicate. To be honest, it is going to be a bit embarrassing to share the first time I used another language for communication. I would blush whenever I talk about it. I remember it was in last March when Sakura in Japan started to blossom. My boyfriend and I planned for a trip there, to enjoy the beauty of flowers in full bloom. The second night in Kyoto, we both got sick of ramen and decided to stay in a local grill for dinner. When we reached the menu, we were like, oh my god, it was totally in Japanese, and what was worse, there was no picture at all. We had no way to understand any of this, but turned to the waiter for help. The waiter, or maybe the shop owner, was a middle-aged man. He came over and tried to explain the menu for us in English. However, it seemed he felt so uncomfortable to speak English, and, like most Japanese, he had a very strong accent, which made us hard to understand what he said. Also, our English were incomprehensible for him, too. In that case, we had to communicate in Japanese. Though I learned Japanese as my optional course in high school, it was something that happened ages ago and I have forgotten most of the parts of the language, so it was a bit difficult for me to express myself by sentence in a clear way. I was struggling to search words for types of meat and spoke slowly to make sure the grammar was generally correct so that the meaning could be delivered. Luckily and finally, he could understand my ugly and inexact expression and managed to take our order, only it took almost as long as 20 minutes to get it done. I had to admit that I had a mixed feeling about my first attempt to speak Japanese. On one hand, I felt a bit ashamed of myself for not being able to speak the language fluently, and I kind of blamed myself for wasting others' time and energy on taking my order. It was pretty awkward when I tried to describe something really hard, but the listener was still reluctant to catch it. I simply didn't enjoy the feeling of exposing my weakness and incompetency, but on the other hand, I also felt pleased with myself for at least having tried. So no matter how terrible my attempt was, we still managed to communicate and I did get the meal I wanted. So literally speaking, I succeeded. I felt like I'd made a significant breakthrough. I suppose it was an interesting experience as well. During our conversation, we might fail to understand each other only by speaking the language sometimes, and in that case, nothing communicated more effectively than a wide smile and open body language. It was a bit fun to guess what the other wanted to talk about, and you would laugh at yourself when you got meaning terribly wrong. Also, watching someone express himself with exaggerating facial expressions and moves could be amusing too. I would say this fresh experience meant a lot to me. I used my Japanese language skills to speak with a native for the first in my adult life. To be honest, I had never talked to any Japanese before. It made me realize my incompetency in the language and motivated me to review the phrases and grammar for later use and at the same time, this communication success also gave me the courage to speak a foreign language in an unfamiliar environment in the future.